All right, now, good morning to you guys. I'm Peter Jordan. Hope you guys are great. Look, guys, such an honor to be here with you guys again with the New York Post. This dumb bitch, ugly-ass shit, taking dives and trying to lie and trying to twist stuff up. I have no evil going on. All right, now, they quit. Trump is innocent. Does that make sense right now? Yeah, apparently, all right, now. All right, no Trump, all right, no, nothing against Trump, all right, now. But, yeah, apparently, all right, now, the racist old asshole, all right, now, call some more, you know, let me see experts stand to look at everything about me. And clearly, I'm not a criminal. They've done this for 3 years. To the fact that you had racist the week before the election and, you know, racist ass pretend preachers. These shitholes are not preachers. If you're willing to say loud, somebody destroys somebody's future because these clown ass racists that make sense want to steal. What preacher if you to say the lie? And the Lord says, do not bear false witness against your neighbor. Do not covet anything in your neighbor's house, right? It's this stupid asshole clown racist on CNBC named Joe. All right, don't talk about, you know, they need to steal in 0 or 60 billion. You're a stupid ass clown ass old racist man. All right, no, like I said, all right, now I'm not signing shit, right? These racists start getting up in the pile. Make her sign something. All right, tell me you're dumbasses. I'm not signing anything. I'm not giving you racists my money. You can have back your citizenship, right? Oh, not just that. All right, now if I don't extract it, it don't exist. Now, these racists start to try to whitewash stuff and give it this little faggot Jonathan. All right, now this boy went to 5 sites and he got over 600,000 to 700,000 results wrong. He got everything wrong. And these old clown ass racists have been sitting around for me for 2 years to extract fraud. They're so racist. They look any way to edge their asses in. Okay, no, I'm not dealing with the United States. That's not knocking Trump. Like I said, all right, no, that's for the lot. I put it out here this morning as far as like answering any Donald Trump's questions. All right, now, I don't know this man. He's not done anything wrong to me. All right, now, I'm not volunteering for America. I'm not signing anything. I'm not signing my rights over to my money. As they told America today, you can't steal anything. You can't take anything. But Jesus, goodness, the Lord, God, Jehovah, the Lord, Jesus, the Lord, Holy Spirit poured out my money. Does that make sense? The whole world saw the Lord pour out this money fair and square. Does that make sense? Right now, I cannot take credit for Ripple. I tell you like this. I kiss Jesus' feet. I lift the Lord Jesus up. Does that make sense? Right now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, people are like saying, what do I think about, as far as like, you know, Kamala Harris is concerned. And this dummy, Jamal Simmons, was saying, like, well, you know, they just need to let her be president, you know, and Joe Biden needs to step aside. Joe Biden is a shithole, but nobody's listening to him right about now. You have an elected president, right? What do I think about that? I mean, hell, if you're going to call out the racist, call out Jamal for being stupid. Does that make sense? Right now, this man is entitled. All right, now, like these nasty-ass racists thinking I'm supposed to take concession because they're uncomfortable, because they want to steal, because they felt like they owe something. You're not owed anything. I'm not extracting any fraud on the North American continent because I want no racist or person like Obama to pop up with their hands out begging. I'm not going to do it, right? And if I don't extract it, don't exist. That's the dumbass boy, Jonathan. They just sent him to more than 5 sites. Now, he got everything wrong, and that's upward of over 650,000 to 700,000 results. He got everything wrong. He got zero things right. Fact check me. That boy Jonathan that they put here to watch everything I do, he got everything wrong. What's up, right? What a joke. All right, no, that's why these racist-ass folks, these folks like Obama and T.D. Jakeson, they sat around for 2 years waiting for me to extract something. I already told you, okay? I own 100% of the stock that I extract by Jesus' goodness, by Jesus giving it to me. It's like this. I'm not extracting anything on the North American continent. That's including Canada and Mexico. Nothing is Canada and Mexico. Basically, in no proximity to the United States because you won't pop your behinds up and do this again with this begging and trying to steal and making demands. All right, no, nobody's giving you shit, okay? To my understanding, my money is upward. It's going towards over $400 million. I'm not giving it to the United States. No, it's not about like, you know, just want to, no, money is earned fair and square, right? I'm not a socialist. I'm not giving you money you cannot make. The little boy Jonathan, that little punk, the little racist you put here. All right, no, that's for what Biden feeling like he could be racist and whitewash some while he was lynching me, trying to destroy me, kill me. I'm like, hell, Trump got the reins now as far as like the U.S. presidency is concerned. He can see Biden's phone calls and his behavior and his racism against me for the last 4 years. Does that make sense? Okay, I have to live through Biden for those 4 years. All right, no shit. All right, no, 10 months of that, I was homeless. He was trying to make me homeless this year by drawing up my checks. He got, you know, does that make sense? Right now, for 5 months, he drawed up my work. Does that make sense? Right now, I did not work. All right, no, not just that. Even now when I work, nobody's on the phone. What's up, right? I got thoughts about it. These fake calls. Somebody called today and said field. Like it's a cotton field. These are clown ass folks, right? Okay. If you're gonna call out these shitholes racist, call up this clown Jamal Simmons. All right, no talk about, well, they just need to make Kamala a president. Kamala didn't earn the presidency. She did not earn it. It would be different if it was January. Right? Trump, he just earned it. Well, the Lord poured it out to him. It is what it is. It would be different if it were January 2024. And this baby killer murdering racist Nazi killer, you know, Jewish hating Joe Biden, his crackhead killer son, if it were January 2024, it would be different. okay, people voted, you know, some days ago. What is today? The day is the 12th. All right, now people voted 7 days ago. They voted on the 5th. With the repudiation of Kamala Harris, with the repudiation of Joe Biden. You cannot, okay, I always say that there's racism in this country and there's white privilege. Okay, I have to call out Jamal for being dumb. All right, now that's for the glory of entitlement. That is an entitled thing to say that they should hand Kamala a presidency. That's so entitled, and people just voted, and people just went out, got off their jobs and voted. People just left out their houses to vote. People had other things to do, and they went and voted, right? Do you understand what I'm saying? People showed what their choice is and what they decided to do. All right, now, so people are saying no, right? This is not January 2024. That means that you don't have 11 months left to wait to, you know, that a Nazi baby killer is in the White House. No. Okay, nobody's talking to Joe Biden. They're basically talking to Donald Trump at this point. You have an active president, you might as well say. It's going to be formal basically on January the 20th, right? Trump just won, right? It's not fair to even do that to him, to just put Kamala in there, and he just won fair and square. They just asked the people. They just went to the people. The people went out and voted. Some people got off of work to vote. Some people stood in line all day to vote. So you were disenfranchised them with your entitlement, saying, well, they need to do this, right? If you're going to call out the racist, you got to call out Jamal for being dumb to say something. I ain't going to call this man dumb, God forgive me, for saying something stupid, right? Okay, Jamal was talking very entitled there, what people need to do. Okay, people got off of work. People stood in line for hours. Does that make sense? People lined up at polling stations. People got dressed. People got off their jobs early because some people had to work that day so they can go vote. Does that make sense? Right now, people took time to go to the post office, and they dropped off their ballots that mailed them in. People spoke. They spoke. They said no about Kamala. You do realize that Donald Trump won 312. He won the map. He won 312 Electoral College votes. Do you know how damn hard that is? He swept the map. People overwhelmingly, they voted. You can't say, well, with entitlement, they need to do this. Okay. He won fair and square. You can't say that she need to be put in there like, you know, as like a consolation prize, right? There is no consolation prize, right? There have been many presidents before her that ran, you know. Does that make sense? Presidential candidates, excuse me, that ran, or even incumbents that ran and didn't get picked again. She is no different from that. You can't say that, you know, let's just disenfranchise the vote and just put her in there anyway with entitlement. Nobody owes you anything, buddy. You know, to Jamal Simmons. I'm not being a bitch there, but if you're going to call it the racism and they bullshit and they walls and houses stealing their racism with their hands out, right, and this bullshit, like this old dried up faggot Joe on CNBC, right? All right, now squat box with Becky and Andrew, the guy with the deal book summit, that old faggot Joe, talking about $60 billion and stealing his clown racist ass. Okay, we racist. I'm not starting anything to dumbass racist Joe, right? No, for money that's earned fair and square, because racists like Joe hate to see me with it. Old racists like Joe are not comfortable seeing me having it. Old racists like Joe, nobody's knocking on his door to tell him to take a reduction for money that he earned. I'm not finna do it either to make him feel comfortable with me. I called him out, right? So call it Jamal Simmons, too, saying that, well, you know, I don't like Biden. He is a whole piece of shit. He's a baby-murdering Nazi killer racist. He shot to death men and women. He bombed Jewish people, and he killed countless, Palestinian men, women, and children. You know, and he didn't give a damn. He stoked up a war in the Middle East, and they were quiet over there, thinking he could destroy the whole region so he could steal. Not just that he hates Jewish people. It was some weird-ass bucket list the Klan had. The stat makes sense. He is a Klan. Biden eulogized the Klan. He is a Klan, right? All right, no, that's what is it, that whole saying, if it walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. Okay, Biden the Klan. He called black people roaches. Okay, Joe Scarborough, we talked all about Joe Scarborough. He's a jackass, okay? All right, no, Biden don't call black people roaches around Joe Scarborough despite him being a black man, right? All right, no, it was a lady on TV saying, well, you know, he got me. You know, basically he had fooled everybody. But Joe Scarborough worked in the Congress in the Washington. He knew people in the intelligence community. They didn't know. His closest friends did not know he's African-American. Like, okay, if I'm like, if he lies, if he's about being black, ask him if he's African-American. What is Joe Scarborough doing being African-American? Elon Musk is African-American. You know, he's a white African-American, though. He's a white South African. Does that make sense right now? I'm talking about Joe Scarborough that is a black African-American. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hiding who and what he is. Right now, Biden sent roaches around Joe Scarborough, called black people roaches around Joe Scarborough, and Joe Scarborough laughed and giggled. He said nigger a couple of times, too, despite him being a black man, right? Even Obama don't have slave ancestry, right? He's Kenyan American. Does that make sense, right? He's African American, Obama still, but Kenyan American, right? He's not the traditional African American, what they say, the middle passage, right? Right now, with slavery, does that make sense, right? Okay, Joe Scarborough's ancestors came with him on slave ships. These races love saying John this and John that, as if it's like some excuse to mistreat me. Okay, Joe Scarborough has a John. He has a great grandfather that, you know, great grandfather or mother, that is completely black. I'm not going to give the identity, like I'm violating people's privacy. Okay. He has a great grandfather or, or great grandmother that is completely black. They're not mixed race. They're black. All right. No, they don't have white ancestry. They're black. They pick cotton. They're black. Right. It's not like Obama, with a Kenyan dad and a white mom, you know, white father, Stanley and Dunham. Nothing against Stanley and Dunham. No. Right. But, you know, what I'm saying is, it's like, it's not the exact same difference, okay? Joe Scarborough is literally the descendant of black slaves. If this were 1800s, he would be picking cotton. They don't care how fair his skin is, okay? Is your granddaddy black? Is your grandparent black? Is your parent black? You black, too, and he would have been picking cotton. What's up, right? So, okay, Joe Biden was so comfy, he said nigger around Joe Scarborough, called black people roaches around Joe Scarborough. Does that make sense? So, right, he said, you know, niggers, we got to keep niggers, on a leash, all manner of stuff he said around Joe Scarborough. Joe Scarborough got reprimanded for saying, you know, incendiary, a tone, watch the racism, despite this man being white. You did confirm your dick nut group. This man has a female relative in the Freemasons. This black man, Joe Scarborough, pretending to be white, using the back door to Freemasons to put a relative in there, right? All right, no, a female relative that's biological like me, I don't have to be a part of nobody's group. I'm going to the bank. These old racists and these faggots stood up trying to steal. And God forgive me for the F word, because I said, well, watch it. Some people out here that are struggling with something, you know, and I don't want to be insensitive, right? It's been enough of that. Yeah, but as far as, like, the Jamal Simmons guy's concerned, yeah, right, no, so, you know, as far as the Jamal Simmons guy's concerned, okay, if you're going, you know, I mean, that's what they dive at me and try to steal from me. I call it their stuff, too, okay? You can't say, well, they just should put her in there. I mean, you know, this man has lost his mind. Okay, Jamal Simmons is entitled. Why is Jamal Simmons feeling so entitled? Why is this dude feeling so entitled? Why would he be so entitled as if somebody owed him something to open his mouth and say, well, they just need to put her in there? And there have been countless people, men and women, I right now, white men and different color women, that have lost the presidency. Nikki Haley lost. Nobody didn't do that for her, so why should they do that for Kamala when she lost fair and square? Right? I hope that you guys are well and great. All right, now that's Floyd, even though Nikki Haley, I think, is more popular than Kamala. I think she actually did better. All right, now that's not a knock at Donald Trump. Hell no. It's just simply saying, okay, you know, Nikki Haley is a lady, right? We'll say it like that. All right, now Kamala, in comparison, Nikki and Kamala are ladies compared to each other, right? All right, now that's what we're going to say it like that. But, you know, both of them, ran for president. They didn't get picked. That nobody did this for Nikki Haley. Nobody didn't just give Nikki Haley a consolation prize. Why should they do that for Kamala? They didn't even do that for Nikki Haley. I mean, what is another lady that ran? Hillary Clinton ran for president in 2016. All right, now she lost to Donald Trump, but Obama was still in there. Nobody was saying Obama need to step aside and give Hillary Clinton a concession to be president for a couple of days. They didn't do that for Hillary Clinton either. Okay, Jamal Simmons with his entitlement. Why should they do that for Kamala? I hope that you got, I'm just saying, if you can help the racism and the racists, these assholes can jump at me and try to do all men are evil against me. All right, now you can cut them out on their stuff, too. All right, now Jamal is just a little bit too entitled there. All right, now, and he's not entitled to anything. I hope that you like the racist Joe on CNBC. His dumb old ass ain't entitled to anything. You didn't got to give me with the language. These racists see money earned fair and square. They want to sit there and load up on fraud. Okay, Joe, you bought all that counterfeit fraud. What would you be doing about it? Joe, you loaded up on counterfeits, right? Okay, it's like if you take a handbag back to the Gucci store, as bad as the sound. All right, now people take counterfeits back to these major brands every day. Gucci, Louis Vuitton. All right, now what's another bit with Birkin, right? The stat me says that damn purse costs $30-something thousand. These people out here starving. I can't see myself on a $30,000 purse. I understand that it's going up to $400 million. All right, now what's in that account? I get 100% of it. You got racists that hate that. You got racists that tried to kill me for that. You got racists that, I mean, the United States got called racist today. So they ain't telling Elon Musk to give up all his different companies. He got many different companies. The government built them. They give him contracts. They building them. They pouring money onto them. This money is actually earned. And these clown-ass racists want to have a problem about money that's earned. You fools have lost your mind. I'm not taking a reduction to make your racist asses feel comfortable with me. You can have back your citizenship. That's not me being mean. That's me saying no. There's a difference between saying no and being mean, right? I'm not signing shit. If I don't extract it, it don't exist. Okay, they just looked at me for the billionth time. You had a racist in there trying to kill me, destroy me, lynch me, frame me. Okay, they got more experts coming to look at me again. And you know, the New York Post put Trump is innocent. That would be jumping at me, right? You know, that's for Lord. Because they kept trying to frame me. So they got another set of people coming to look at me and say, no, there is no evil because I'm not a fucking criminal. You had some dumb bitch old Kendra Shrek running all this shit at me. You got another whole other group of experts looking at me with no evil. And they've been doing this for 3 whole years, calling the Klan 3 times. What's up? I have dealt with these nasty-ass racists, do everything to break me and destroy me for money that's actually earned. I'm not going to deal with those shithole racists like Joe, right? Does that make sense? Or right? No, that's why I'm not taking a reduction to make racists feel comfortable with me. Hell, to make T.D. Jakes feel comfortable with me. To be all the way honest, you know, popping up, shaking his hips and his titties, don't got hit by no man. He hitting them too, right? T.D. Jakes had sex with Diddy. T.D. Jakes got penetrated by Diddy. And Diddy penetrated T.D. Jakes. I'm going to leave it there. They did confirm that you're dating that Griffin D.L. Hughley, right? He did stuff with him too, and it was sexual. And others. Let's leave it there. Right? Yes, Lord. They've sold their souls for fame. Does that make sense? The pumps, Lord, watch the language and the cussing. You know, that's for the Lord right now, but I let the Lord handle it. But as far as the United States is concerned, okay, clearly there's a problem. I am not taking a reduction for my own money that's earned. United States and the racist like Joe in it. You're right now, this, you know, the Joes, good God. There's shithead Joe Scarborough that, you know, pretends to be white. He a clown. Right now, there is baby murder Nazi killer racist Joe Biden. And there's that shithead racist on CNBC with Andrew and Becky. Right now, that say this clown bullshit. Right now, that's for the Lord. I bet you Joe pissed in his pants when he saw that, you know, Joe Scarborough is black, right? Right now, how? You know, I thought it was reading. You know what a joke he is, right? No, so, see, he's not the only person that talks like that, though. I'm not taking a reduction to make racists feel comfortable with me. I am not taking a reduction to make racists feel comfortable with me. I'm not signing anything. I mean, they talk about, well, you know, get Trump to just make me, okay, just as sure as Jesus lives. And sits at the right hand of the living God. I'm not signing shit. They just looked at me for the billionth time, right? The quadrillionth time. I write no hell. I mean, knowing them, I write no, you know, the no millionth time, right? They're so damn racist. I write no, that's the Lord. I write no, wait. They called a whole other set of experts in. They said, no, not a criminal. They looked at everything about me. They even went 10 years back on everything about me. They went through all my stuff. They went over a decade backwards on me. They just did this again. They called the Klan on the week before the prom, you know, the White House, right? Does that make sense right now with no evil? And then they proceeded to go do this again. They just brought in a whole other group of experts. And they said, no, right? You had some stupid asshole clown racist Biden that was trying to kill me, put me on the streets. You don't put somebody on the streets out of the goodness of your heart. You don't drop somebody's work and they get extensions. You keep pulling people off the phone. You don't do that out of the goodness of your heart. You don't starve somebody out of the goodness of your heart. You don't call somebody black bitches and niggers and say it's kind of feeling. No one, no fake ass calls of Biden. Somebody said, Phil today. What's up, right? All right, rather, that was a caller ID. The damn thing said field, like a cotton field. You know those texts they send around talking about cotton fields and stuff? That would be a Biden, his crackhead son, the mother clown-ass racist, thinking they funny. Okay, I'm not signing shit. You clowns thought you could pile up on Trump and say, okay, get her to sign something to you. Clown racist, I'm not signing shit. I'm not signing anything. That's why you kept trying to frame me, because I'm not signing anything. That's why you kept trying to lie me, because I'm not signing anything. I'm not giving you assholes my money. Does that make sense? Right? No, that's for the Lord. That's why you kept trying to drop my money and break me, trying to make me homeless this year. I went 5 months without working because you kept drawing up my work last year. I dealt with homelessness. I was 10 months on the... All right, no, out of a house, people talk shit about you, bounce from place to place, people don't want you there. Does that make sense? Right, no, that's for what you have nowhere to go. You have some clown that's racist, even in the hotels, keep pulling people off the phone, saying he gonna break my black ass. 10 months in, he's still doing torture, he still has not spoken up. Brother Kate was watching me sleep in the back of a car. I got kicked at my house, I got videos to show. I was trying to work 4 days because at the Port Hotels, and then this clown ass racist was still drawing up my work after he had gotten me evicted. All right, no, Brother Kate, he'll suck his own dick, he want to be queen so bad. So I guess that was a bright spot of his life. All right, now I can go found the country. I can go make up my own country, right? All right, now that's for the Lord. All right, now, I mean, good God of mercy. All right, now, hell, William knocked two of them down. All right, now, there are three militants. William had sex with two of them. All right, now, and three of them sucked his dick. All right, now, well, one was sucking his dick, the other one looked the other way, and the other one sucked his dick, and that one sucked his dick, too, looking the other way, right? All right, now, so, you know, that's for the Lord. But nobody told Kate that, you know, they sucked each other, they sucked William's dick, that they took turns sucking William's dick. See, Brother Kate did not know that. All right, now, that's what, that was early, very early on. All right, now, as they kept trying to pile up to be queen, all right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, they kept, offering their ass up, and then William basically blew their backs out. All right, now, and it bothers me to say that. That was very early on, so it is two of those militants. Three of them sucked his dick, and two of them he fucked. And it's just really gross. Like a goddamn cesspool is nasty. I hope that you guys are willing great right now. That's the Lord right now. But it is some crazy stuff with these folks. The money can be, I mean, it's just nasty shit. One militant was looking the other way, and the other militant was sucking William's dick. And then that militant looked the other way, and another militant was sucking William's dick. And then when that one got finished sucking William's dick, then the other one sucked his dick, and then both of the other two looked the other way. It's insane. Right? Right? You know, this white rage, this white supremacy, well, you know, he started becoming, okay, but William said, Brother Kate, watch everything I do. Said for sundown, Brother Kate is up here watching my streaming. Said, Brother Kate, if Brother Kate is not sleeping, Everything I'm watching, he watching. Everything I'm saying, he listening to. And every channel I'm turning it to, he's on the X Prince William, right? Say, well, you said you hate her so much. Why do you keep stalking her? He's like saying, you know, it's really something. She hates you. You hate her so much. You copy some of the things she do. And you watch everything she does and she says. It's weird, okay? I mean, it's uncomfortable too, right? You know, Brother Kate, right? Oh, it's not romantic. Brother Kate don't feel like that way about me. All right, no. God, no. You know, I'm not. All right, no, no. All right, no. That's for the Lord. I don't care for Brother Kate. He don't care for me, right? I hope that you guys will agree. So it's like this. I'm not taking a reduction to make any race in the United States happy with me, no. I don't care that you're not happy with me. It'd be all the way fair. Look at T.D. Jakes popping up, shaking his hips and stuff, wanting attention so bad. This man threatened to rape me, kill me, and do harm against me and steal all my money because he got jealous before the racist popped up, figuring he could do their stuff for them. They sat their asses quiet, but when he couldn't and the Lord got fixed, he got them to sit down. Then the racist popped up. They terrorized me for 2 years. They tried to steal from me. This faggot little racist boy, Jonathan, all right? Now, that's for the Lord. To the fact they tried to whitewash his identity, okay? This boy just went and got over 700,000 results wrong. Fact check my ass. Ask them. This boy got he got everything wrong. He went on some sites, he got everything wrong. And it's across different sites. And these racists are so nasty because nothing has been wrong in 3 years. They got his failed results. They were sitting there clown asses back waiting for me to extract fraud to get up to that high level so they can lie that his fucking failures and his dumb assness is mine, right? I haven't extracted anything in the United States. I'm not touching it again. Ask to see Jonathan's, you know, over 650,000 to over 700,000 failed results. Ask to see Jonathan's results where everything is wrong. I'm pretty sure Trump will ask to see where everything is wrong because I bet you he won't actually see the accuracy of what Jonathan got going on. It won't be like a Klan effort. Trump, you know, he interested in dividends, right? I'm going overseas to extract the statement since not in the United States for this very reason. It's just to prove that I'm not starting. These folks have lost their fucking minds. Okay, they tried to frame me yet again. They got another set of experts coming. The experts said, no, this girl is no criminal, right? On no level, right? I'm not evil. I'm not a fucking criminal. Whole gross, disgusting, no. Now, this is like, what is this? Like, you know, how many experts have been in? I'm not giving you my money. I'm not signing anything to give you my money. That's not a knock at Donald Trump. This man just got in there. He just got in there, right? He didn't send it wrong to me. He just now in there. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not signing over my money to you. I'm not signing over my rights to you. I'm not giving you money the Lord gave to me. I'm not giving you money that's earned. I'm not giving you money you did not invest into. I'm not giving you money to make you I don't care that it's over the $400 million and rising. I don't care. I'm not giving it to you. I'm not a socialist, right? Right now, the Lord, trust me enough that he will give it to me. I'm going to do right by it. The statement says to God's heart's content. Where he said, give and help. I will give and help, period, right? Right now, that's the Lord. Right now, not just that. Right now, 100% of my stock. I'm not sharing with you. I'm not reducing my ownership of my stock. Anything got extracted, I own it. Global supply chain. As the United States got told, these shitholes wanted me to sign something to get my rights to my money. They stupid. You damn racists have lost your fucking minds. I'm not signing shit. I didn't even sign a food receipt. I'm not signing shit. I'm not signing up my money to you assholes. You better get your asses out there and start knocking on doors. There's 7 continents, there are 8 billion people. This little asshole Jonathan, you tried to plant this little son of a bitch here to watch everything I do, okay? That's what he need to explain how he just got over 600 to 700,000 results wrong. He got everything wrong. The racists got his wrong results. They were trying to wait to see when I do fraud so they could plant them and say they were my failures. They so shitty and racist. They've been sitting their asses back knowing that boy had gotten all that stuff wrong. So they sat here for 2 whole years. They sat here for 2 years. They sat here for over 24 months. Despite pressure, despite people crying and screaming. They've been here for 3 years now, but despite pressure, crying and screaming, does that make sense? They wanted the money so bad. That boy got everything wrong. They start to freak out. So they've been sitting here waiting for me to do something. They've been waiting for me to do something. They kept waiting for me to do something. For 24 months, they waited for me to do something, right? Does that make sense? For 54, all right, no, not 54 weeks. That's 104 weeks. They waited for me to do something. They got that little asshole copying everything I do, and he failed. He failed over and over again. He failed, and he failed again and again, and he kept failing. So the fact that he got over 650,000, 700,000 results wrong, he got everything wrong. He failed. But since, you know, he tried to pretend something up, and he winged, and he failed miserably, they were trying to plant that shit off on me, but I haven't extracted anything, so they have not been able to. What's up? I hope that you guys will agree to right now, that's for the Lord, to right now, but I don't care for these folks. These are nasty-ass folks, right? I right now, that's for the Lord, to right now, okay, to old dried up Joe. I right now, this old racist on CNBC. I'm not taking a reduction. I'm not signing my rights to you racist. I'm not extracting any fraud in the United States. You racist, never try this again. Be all the way fair. These old faggots like Craig on the Today Show, and God forgive me for cussing, saying they want your planes crashed, you want to be harmed, okay? Craig is speaking the judgment against his own life and his own family, right? Anything he say evil against me, I'm not going to curse him. I'm going to let what he say curse him. The Bible says whoever digs a pit will fall into it. Whoever rolls a stone will return back and crush them. You wish my calamity, Craig, but I promise you, you're speaking your own. You better go read Proverbs. I hope that you guys will have a great morning. So I'm not giving these racists my money. I'm not signing anything. I mean, nothing against Trump. I don't care what president you put on the phone. Okay, ask William Bell, the world leader, just talking about Ripple. But Jesus pointed out, I guess, let me give Jesus his praise first. It's like this. I give Father God, I don't want to cuss that, so forgive me for cussing. I give Father God Jehovah the praise, the honor, and the glory. All right, now I'm not going to make a morning one. I'm going to let this stay up for right now. I'll make one later in the morning. All right, now I give Jesus the praise, the honor, and the glory. I kiss Jesus' feet. I lift him up. I praise Father God Jehovah, his genius, his magnificence, the only creator, the only living God, Father God Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit. I give God praise, honor, and glory for his genius, not mine. I'm a person. The Lord said, he is the one that gives you the power to get wealth. And I recognize the Lord. I extol the Lord. I love the Lord. And I just want to say the Lord, tell the Lord, God Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit, the only real living God. Thank you. Right. All right. Now, ask William. All right. Now, nothing against Trump. All right. Now, these racists actually thought they were like, well, they're going to put the president on the phone. And I'd be stupid enough to sign something. These stupid ass racists. Okay. Ask William how many world leaders talk about Ripple. Ask William about how he said all across the entire world said that's all they talking about constantly. That's all they talking about. All they talk about is Ripple, these world leaders, these kings, these queens, these presidents, these chancellors, these prime ministers, that they all, it's like 24 hours, all they talking about is Ripple, said they watching everything, and said how they floored, about how floored they are, about they can't wait to come to Europe, they can't wait to offer the stock in Europe, they can't wait to have the opportunity to buy it. Ask William about all these world leaders saying that, okay, so you put a president on the phone, there's nothing against Trump, all right, and this man just got in there, I'm supposed to sign up my rights, you racist clowns have lost your fucking minds, I'm not signing shit, I promise you. To the fact that you tried to torture me, because I wouldn't sign anything. You tried to torture me and kill me on the streets because I didn't sign anything, because I didn't volunteer. I'm not volunteering shit for the United States. I'm not signing anything for the United States. I'm not volunteering. I'm not signing shit. I'm not volunteering shit for you clown-ass racists. You better get your asses out there. You don't get to mistreat people because somebody raised you to be so fucked up, right? Look at somebody like Joe Scarborough pretending to be white for 61 years. His parent pretended to be white, except now he's successful. Well, darkened sometimes, and they try to have to explain it away. I'm not going to say which parent. Joe Scarborough's own child brought somebody home black, and he melted down, saying, oh, don't mix their blood, and he's already a mixed man. Ask one of his children about that. Fact check me. You know, one of the passing stuff that's older term, one to pretend to be white so bad, ashamed of who he is, right? Well, clearly, one of his children, ashamed, brought a black person home. Didn't like that. Well, right now, I hope that you guys will and greater right now. That's the Lord right now. But yeah, I'm not taking reduction to make no racists feel comfortable with me. I'm not signing anything. I'm not signing over my rights. I'm not extracting on the North American continent. I'm not extracting the United States. Ask William about the world leaders are saying. Ask William about what the presidents are saying across the world. Ask William about how they, when they contact them, they just be laughing and smiling. When they contact them about me, they be laughing and smiling. And they can't stop talking about it. Does that make sense? Like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You know, they can't believe it. Ask William all the things they say, these world leaders, these chancellors, these princes, these kings, these queens. Right now, you know, that's for the Lord. Right now, from Europe to right now to the Persian Gulf to Asia, all these kings and queens and chancellors in German. I write now in French and Canadian, ask them about the stuff they say, and these racists that they can put a president on the phone. It's supposed to impress me that they're so stupid to think I signed up my rights. You clowns can kiss my ass. You are clowns to be dumb enough to think that. Good morning. I hope that you guys will agree to right now. It's not an arrogant statement, but you are delusional. I'm not signing up my rights to my money. It's earned fair and square. From a global supply chain, zero translations, 7,000 languages, 100% accurate. For 3 straight years. But Jesus pouring up some high power like that. Ooh, God, no. All right, no, but Ripple's the real deal. You know, ask Joe Scarborough about his great-grandparent being completely black, his grandparent being mixed race and black, his parent being mixed race and black, and him being a mixed race and black, if you don't believe that. I hope you guys are well and great. Good morning. All right, no, so I'm not signing anything to any dumb racist, any fool racist. All right, no, that's for the Lord. May Jesus destroy my soul if I sign anything to give you to give the United States to the clowns. Are you racist clowns? My money in these shitholes like T.D. Jakes or whatever orp you want to peddle. I don't care who you. I don't care about these folks. Don't impress me. They don't impress me. I'm not signing anything to give you my money that's earned. I didn't hurt anybody. I didn't lynch anybody. I didn't try to frame anybody. I did no evil to anybody. I didn't steal from anybody. I didn't take anybody's idea. I didn't sit there and try to, you know, watch somebody so I can hijack their stuff. I didn't do no sin or no wrong against the Lord. Literally poured out from heaven himself. I'm not giving you my money. I'm not signing anything. You know? Like your counterfeit stock, I'm not sure enough your counterfeit stock. What will you be doing about it? You racists are so arrogant. Does that make sense? You sell people counterfeit stock. You bootleggers, you bootleg. How do you bootleg stock, right? Okay. Take a counterfeit Gucci back to the store. Like, okay, we don't accept this. This is not ours yet. It looks like a Gucci, but it's not a Gucci. Okay. That's not mine. I don't accept that. I own 100% of the stock. I haven't sold you any stock since I own 100%. Where did your percentage come from? Because you can't own over 100%. I own all 100% of everything I extract. You better do something about that counterfeited stock because I'm not sharing it up. You shitholes are nasty. Your counterfeit stock, you're going to go bankrupt from it if you bought too much. That's on you. No, I don't feel bad to say it. I'm not taking a reduction to make no clown racist feel happy with me. I'm not signing shit to give you my money. No. Does that make sense? That's not me being mean to say. That's not me to tell you no. I have a right to say no. This is not a counterfeit. Okay, you see that now? I'm not signing anything. Here go the other set of experts after 3 years looking at me. They sent another set of experts. They said completely not a criminal, right? The Trump is innocent. The New York Post posted. There was a dive at me. I write no saying, oh, completely innocent. No evil, right? Oh, my God. They looked at everything about my ass. They went back for over a decade on me. They looked through everything about me, right? Do you understand the level of racism I've been dealing with? They looked through everything with no criminality. I'm not a criminal, right? Clearly, they're looking for anything, right? Oh, not just that. Does that make sense? Right? No, that's floor. Check this out. All right, now, as far as, like, you know, the stock is concerned, William said it's all they talk about across the entire world, said they're so floored about it. All right, now, William is a world leader, so when they call him in contact, like, oh, my God, this is amazing. This is incredible. Oh, my God, will she be offering this over in Europe? Will she be offering this in Asia? Oh, my God, how can we get her to offer this over here? How can we get her to sell to us? How can we give her to sell just to us? How can we get her to come over to Europe and give us the opportunity to buy it? Not just sell to them, excuse me, no. How can we get her to come up here? I would be honored to come over to Europe and offer stock. I own 100% of it. I'd be honored to, right? Yeah, please give me the opportunity to. I will definitely offer Europe stock, Europe, Asia, I already know Africa, South America, Jesus willing, because the Lord wants to be good to these countries. Mexico, Canada, Jesus willing, I already know Oceania, Australia, they could buy it too. I already know Asia, I already know Europe. I'll be honored. As long as you don't hate Jesus, you don't hate Israel, and you're not a warmonger, you can buy stock. I'd be honored to. But said, these world leaders are like, you know, how can we get her to Europe to like offer stock? They want basically, like, they stole it in the United States, and I'm not showing up the counterfeit stock. Europe wants me to come over there and offer it to them too, and I would be very happy to offer them stock in Europe so they can make some money. I hope that you guys will agree to right now. That's the Lord, so it's supposed to impress me. Nothing against Donald Trump, he just got in there. But these dumbass racists thought they could put like somebody like the president on the phone, they're supposed to impress me. That would sign over $400 million. These racists have lost their fucking minds. That's not a knock at Donald Trump, right? Basically, that's some shitty callous stuff. No, I'm not signing shit. I'm not extracting any fraud on the North American continent. You assholes never pop your asses up and bet me again and do this again and try to steal from me again. Okay, everything that you're seeing being counted in this account, 100% of it by Jesus, is mine. That 30%, I do not own 30%. Everything you're seeing being counted, 100% of it is mine. Right? They didn't tell your asses that you stood up yesterday, right? These assholes tried to bake plots to steal from me. As if they can manipulate me because they put a president on the phone. He's so fucked up and racist. Trump ain't quite in there yet. He'll be in there January 20th. It's nothing against Trump. But how these racists start concocting ideas saying, get me to sign something. These are stupid ass racists. I don't care what you say or what you do. I'm not signing shit. I'm not volunteering. I'm not giving you assholes my money. I'm not giving you any portion of my stock. You assholes are fraud. I'm not helping you fucking assholes because look, I just started. Look how wicked and twisted these nasty assholes are. Go get Jesus. You some fucked up nasty folks. Good morning. Thank you guys so much. I thank God for the blood of Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. These are truly nasty folks. This is how I knock at Trump. This man ain't did nothing to me. He has not gotten in there. You don't have a problem with Trump. Does that make sense, Donald Trump? Does that make sense? Right? No, but okay. Donald Trump, he got the, when he take the presidency, he can look at all the behavior of Joe Biden, his racism, his phone calls and contact with the Klan, his crackhead son to verify what I'm saying. They bust him even at the international level. I don't have to play games with this, right? I'm not extracting anything in the United States. I'm not signing anything for the money that's already existing. No. It is earned, fair, and square. I don't have to give it to the United States as I got told yet again, right? I didn't start it, right? I wasn't real cruel, mean. I didn't try to lie on somebody, frame somebody, steal from somebody, starve somebody, drop their work, humiliate them, embarrass them. I didn't do none of that stuff, right? The United States put zero into it. The racists put zero into it. Buttholes like T.D. Jakes, no bummed them. They put Oprah them. They put zero into it, right? You can't put an Oprah or president on the phone with me because that don't impress me. Okay. Ask me about the world leaders across the globe talking about it when they call him, when they smile for ear to ear, when they send him messages saying they can't believe it and they hope to God they have a chance to buy some of it, right? What's up? Good morning. Thank you guys so much. Jesus willing, thank you guys so much.